I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dr. Amy Edwards, an infectious disease specialist at UH Rainbow, joins the show.
So as we start talking about going back to school, many districts have introduced their plan. I know I'm in Westlake. We're waiting for news today or later this week. What do you think about sending all the kids back? You hear really mixed opinions on this, and I got to be honest with you, about every 2 hours I change my mind on what's right.
You know, if it had been 4 weeks ago when virus circulation in the community was very low, I would have said that with masking and proper distancing and maybe getting the teachers face shields, and I think you could send everybody back. I think that now with virus circulation going up, the higher the rate of coronavirus in our community, the less safe it is to pack a bunch of people into a school and put them all there together. And I don't care how many people say kids are at low risk. That is true, that kids are at low risk. The risk is not zero.
So if you had a, I think your kids are younger, but I have a 5-year-old going to kindergarten. She's excited. She already has her outfit picked out, by the way. Would you send your child back?
You know, it depends on what the school was doing to keep everybody safe. If I thought that their plan was as thorough as it could be, I would consider it, because it's not just keeping my kids safe. Is my kids' teacher safe? Is the school doing everything they can to keep the faculty safe? Because I have to tell you, adults are much more likely to spread it adult to adult than kid to adult.
There's been talk of a vaccine that's going into a phase 3 of trials. What do you think about that?
They released a press release. I need to read the paper. I know it's coming out, or actually maybe it came out last night, or it's supposed to come out today or something. I don't base my science on press releases. Certainly what I heard was encouraging, but it's still early days. You have to remember that only about 10% of vaccines make it through all three phases of their trial. So just because phase 1 trials looked great doesn't mean phase 2 is going to work, doesn't mean phase 3 is going to work. And so while it's exciting for sure that, you know, that Moderna is planning on starting to open enrollment for their phase 3 trials, I haven't even seen the paper published on their phase 1, and I don't even know what they did with phase 2. Like, they kind of almost skipped it. I don't, like, it just went so quick. And so I just need to see the data first.
So it's almost like if it gets approved and you get this vaccine, you're still kind of a guinea pig.
Yes, absolutely. Which some people may be willing to do, and that's fine, but they need to know that. And so I do think my problem with some of these press releases is because they're not putting all the information out there. And of course, most people don't know how vaccine trials are done. Most people may not know that. They may think, oh, a vaccine, great, I'll go get it. It's approved by the FDA, and I'll go get it. And they don't realize that maybe, yeah, we don't have that information. And so, yeah, the first million doses is kind of also going to be a little bit of a drug trial.
Dr. Amy Edwards, thanks again for joining us.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.